General Motors has announced its transition to a fully electric vehicle fleet is underway. And each year, more fully electrical vehicles and plug-in hybrids are being sold. We all knew that, for now, EVs were going to cost a little bit more at the showroom. What we may not have expected is a higher cost in taxes, fees, and registrations. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. This week, our guest is Charles Griffith. Charles is Climate and Energy Program Director for the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. It has put forth a new report proving that Michigan EV owners are paying more than their fair share in Michigan's road funding program. And welcome, Charles. Nice to talk with you again.
Hey, David. It's great to be back.
And that's really what it's about, isn't it? Fair share payments.
Yeah, you know, everybody that I know that drives an electric vehicle, they have no problem with helping to pay for the roads. What does bother them is finding out that they're paying more than they would if they bought another similar highly efficient vehicle that happens to be a gasoline-powered vehicle. And that seems like the policy that was created to help address the fact that they aren't paying gas taxes went too far in the other direction. And so we tried to understand that by putting this report together to do some analysis and make some comparisons. And now we're hoping to find an interest in the legislature and the administration to find some solutions to that when they discuss road funding solutions this coming year.
Again, we talked about there is a little bigger sticker price, and for the time being, until they become more prevalent on the roadways. Give me an example. If I'm driving a Toyota Prius, you say the data shows that's going to cost as much or more in taxes and fees than if I drove a Ford 150 gas-powered truck?
Not the Prius, because that's just a gasoline-based car, and that's going to be more efficient and use less gas and therefore pay less gas taxes. But now Michigan charges fees for electric vehicles. So if you went from a Prius to, say, a Chevy Volt, which is a plug-in hybrid
right.
model, you're going to pay an extra surcharge for the fact that you use partial electricity. And then if you go to an all-electric vehicle like the Chevy Bolt or maybe the Tesla Model 3, you're going to pay an even higher surcharge. And if you add those extra surcharges in, you end up paying more than a gasoline vehicle, whether it's the high-efficiency Prius on the one hand or even an F-150, which you would think, why should they pay more than a vehicle which is much bigger and uses a lot more gasoline?
Now, there have been a lot of incentives offered to entice people to buy into the electric vehicles, and there is, obviously, actual at-the-pump savings. Hasn't the argument for an EV been that over the long haul, regardless of these extra charges, you're going to make your total investment back?
That's starting to become the case, as we've seen battery prices that are used for electric vehicles are continuing to drop. So we're heading toward a situation where there may be parity in the cost of an electric versus a gasoline car. That's not going to happen for another 5 to 10 years. Because of the lower cost to fuel the vehicle with electricity versus gasoline and also lower maintenance costs, there's the opportunity, if you drive enough miles, to earn back that extra upfront cost. So directionally, things are going in the right direction, but in the meantime, there's this view that we share that suggests that we should provide some incentives in this near term to help EVs get a position in the marketplace. And then when the prices reach parity, then there won't be any more need for those incentives.
Issues of the Environment and our conversation with Charles Griffith of the Ecology Center continues on 89.1 WEMU. So help me understand, what's the rationale behind higher taxes and fees for electric vehicles?
Well, yeah, so we were just talking about incentives for electric vehicles, but the flip side of that is that when you add fees, you're providing a potential disincentive. You know, the rationale goes back to the 2015 road funding package that increased the gas tax and also some registration fees, but it also added a fee for a surcharge, maybe is a better way to think of it, for electric vehicles based on the notion that they're not paying gas taxes. On the surface, that seems to make sense, right? And one of the things that we discovered when we did our analysis is that, you know, Michigan actually pays for its roads through a combination of gas taxes and registration fees. And those registration fees that we pay each year
are based on price, right?
Are based on the price of the vehicle. Well, we just talked about the fact that EVs cost a little more than vehicles that are just gasoline engines. And those registration fees that they pay are actually high enough that it already makes up, and for most EV models, it already makes up for any potential lost gas tax revenues. Our first argument is there really was no need for the surcharge. Secondly, when you do add those fees in, they are currently based on average vehicle would pay in gas taxes, which is like a 25 mile per gallon car. And if you think about the vehicles that most EVs are probably replacing, they're actually high fuel efficient vehicles,
right,
that are probably closer to getting 50 miles per gallon. So one of the arguments that we make in this report is that if we're going to have an additional fee, that should be, they should be based on comparable vehicles like those high mileage or high fuel efficient vehicles that I was just talking about.
So as we continue forward, Charles Griffith of the Ecology Center, it's going to take some sort of legislative or policy change or change in direction, at least in the auto industry itself, to realize some of the suggestions and recommendations that you're making to achieve this parity. Where do we go from here?
Well, that's a good question. Our first goal was to get this report out there so that people could understand why we're making this point that EVs are paying too much. We're trying to share that information with lawmakers and with the administration that are now back in their camps trying to think about how we're going to solve the road funding needs that we have. What we hope is that by having this information that they will look at some potential ways to resolve this disparity and come up with something that's a little more fair at the same time that they're raising additional funds that I think we all recognize we need to take care of our roads that are not in such good condition.
And this really is the time to come to those conclusions and start to make those changes, because there seems to be a lot of excitement with the advent of a new electric Mustang, an F-150 truck, even an electric Hummer coming out. People love their big trucks and SUVs, and we are starting to make that shift into making that a reality.
Yeah, it is kind of an exciting time with so many announcements. Just in the Super Bowl ads, we saw half the cars that were advertised there were actually new electric vehicles that are either coming or recently out on the market. This is the time when we should be trying to figure out how to incentivize the purchase of these new vehicles that are coming out, and we should be careful not to create unnecessary barriers, because that's going to be better for the environment and our climate. And it's also going to be better for Michigan's economy, because we're the auto state and we're producing many of these vehicles, and our companies are investing billions of dollars in developing this next generation of vehicles. We should be supporting that as much as we can, while also being fair and making sure that everybody contributes to, you know, maintaining our roads.
As we continue to explore the future of electric vehicles and how prevalent it is going to be, is any part of how we structure these tax and fee system and trying to achieve parity include the need for more revenue and investment in electric infrastructure?
Yes, that's another really important thing to be addressing, to make sure EV drivers, they have the confidence that they can get places that they need to go. We do have new programs that have been launched by our two big utilities in the state.
DTE and Consumers Energy.
Yep, and a third one just got approval for a program that's the Indiana-Michigan Power down in the southwest part of the state. These new programs will have created rebates that either homeowners or businesses can use to help toward the purchase and installation of EV charging stations. The state of Michigan has money out of the VW settlement to supplement those utility programs and to help encourage locating charging stations along Michigan's highways. So additional attention to that by state policymakers will continue to be important.
Whip out your crystal ball. How far into the future do you think it's going to be before we reach the parity and then ultimately that the EV is not only the better environmental choice, but that better economic choice that we've touched on throughout our conversation?
most forecasters think will happen in within the next 10 years, if not something closer to 5 years, that most people think is going to be when the uptick in electric vehicle purchase really starts to happen. And we could see a very rapid change, just similar to what we've seen with other technologies like cell phones, for example.
That's going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Charles, I thank you for the time, for the insights, and for the information, and I'll look forward to our next conversation.
Well, I will as well, David. Thanks for calling me up and giving me a chance to talk about our new report.
That is Charles Griffith. Charles is Climate and Energy Program Director for the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. For more information on today's topic and the new report, visit our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.